Our first story is about an extinct train line, a faint vein running almost unnoticed between people's back gardens, which is beginning to pulsate with life once again. Here is Jonathan Moore from Friends of Addiscombe Railway Park on a rather blustery day, who is doing a fair bit more than me and my own solitary draw. And if you go on Twitter and search for hashtag storyline, I will be tweeting some pictures. And don't forget, you can share your comments on Shoutbox on the Croydon Radio website.
Hey, there goes your robin. We've got a couple of bird feeders up here. We've got a seed feeder and a fat ball feeder. They don't seem to be touching the fat balls, which is a bit unusual. This is currently the gorilla allotment limits, and this is made of ex-Christmas trees from last year. Well, I'll get a Staffordshire bill hook and I just sned all the branches off. I'll mince up all the branches and I've actually used the bill hook to make stakes out of it. And then all I had was sycamore and lime, so it's not the best weavings. Or I've made a rough hurdle. Behind that, I want to have a compost heap made of pallets. Aquilegia coming up there. And this is a type of valerian, but not many people know about it. It's a yellow one. I think it's called valerian foo. And it will get yellow leaves on it eventually, and it has white flowers. And this is slightly Japanese feel section. I've got a pine tree there that I actually rescued from Leek Street in London, the graffiti tunnel. Someone dumped it there. I picked it up, I called it Hitomi, and then the day after I planted it. In about 2009, I was looking down from Black Horse Lane through the fence and I saw this bare landscape of soil, topsoil, because they'd raised the ground up at least 2 or 3 foot, and under the bridge as well, because we've got 2 bridges at Black Horse Lane, and they alleviated a underfoot wet problem. And I looked down and I saw on the left hand side, the Woodside side, that there was a patch of raised dirt or soil, and I thought that'd be a great place for a gorilla allotment. And at the time, I was in camouflage, brown and green. I looked like Che Guevara. it started. I come down here with some tools, and then it went from one border to 2, and then to 3 with the little one on the end. Oh, this was a cutting I planted, and that's a Brachyglottis sunshine, or Senecio grey eye. Yes, I know all the names. Well, my father is a silver cup winning allotment holder at Addiscombe Woodside and Shirley Leisure Gardens, so he's had the cup on and off for the last 15 years, and I grew up there from a baby. The first place I went when I was a baby was the allotment, practically born under a gooseberry bush. I suppose it was bound to happen, really, with such exposure with the outdoors and the allotment. He's never been here, though. But it would be nice if he'd come down here and have a look at it. Yeah, but it's not just for me. It's for the community. It's for Addiscombe. It's for Woodside and Black Horse residents, really. And I've even had TFL or Tramlink employees come down here in their orange tango vests, and they've actually wanted pictures of it as well. It's crazy. Where Addiscombe Station is, yes, it is, it's houses now. Yeah, they built the East India Way estate down there, and I think it was part of their agreement that they save some land for what they called at the time a linear park. So eventually it was commenced and they began to make the Addiscombe linear park or railway park. And this is actually Transport for London Land, they're letting the council use it for the park.
So this is...
You can hear all the sparrows around there. They're having a fight. I wasn't there when they started demolishing the station. It should have been listed. It was 1 year too young. It was only 99 years old. It shouldn't really have gone, really. But I suppose housing's more important. I grew up in Addiscombe, and I lived in Addiscombe for well over 20 years. And I went to Woodside School. My mother used to work in a structural engineer's office, R.A. Dushaw and Associates. And the office was right up there. It's one of the four shops up there. Haven't seen you for a little while.
Where's the camera? Am I on TV?
Local friends, dog walkers. I sometimes see them down at Gary's Snack Shack at Elmer's End. Yeah, these four up here, there's a car sales shop, and next door to that, my mother was secretary there, and of course they had a wooden porch out the back, and I used to, after finished a day at Woodside School, I'd go to the office to see mum, and then I'd stand on the back watching all the EPBs going past, so I was well happy. All the years I went to Addiscombe Station, went into the signal box to see Fluff and Andy McHugo, I never once went on the train, never went on the EPB, and I'm gutted. I think once, can't remember his name, I think his name was Richard Phillips. I remember he got off after doing the Elmer's End to Addiscombe, and he told me to go on the back of the EPB and change the blinds to double red, so I done it for him. Working up there, see some more lit. I've got to pick up. Look, there's a Coke can there and a water bottle. It's terrible. Now, either throw it over the wall or it blows in. Skateboard, we have a few of them about. And yeah, litter, it gets around, doesn't it? I used to have an old post office trolley, and I'm gutted because I used that for quite a few years and I lost it. Oh, I had a very stressed day, and I was going to take some clothes to the shop in Portland Road to get a few pennies for them, and I don't know what went wrong, but I went into Tesco, I got something to drink or eat, walked out and completely forgot it. I'd left it outside, I walked away and it was gone. So I ended up finding this double buggy at Wadham Marsh tram stop. There was someone living there in a tent, and they were just gathering all the junk around from everywhere. It's at least three prams, and I saw this double, and I've been using it for carting stuff around ever since. In this little corner of Black Horse Lane, we have like a pink concrete, and that's more of a Victorian Edwardian style concrete. The water runs through there, and there's a big hole there. It is eroding the concrete very worryingly. The pointed sleeper posts were put here to help to keep it all back, but as you can see, there's a tree growing behind all that now, and it's all pushing it. Yeah, the crocuses, the white ones and the deep purples, they come from IKEA, and even the little ivy, there's five of them crawling up the fence there from IKEA originally, and the polyanthus or primroses, they're from B&Q, but they've struggled because I haven't been down here all the time. I've been down here a lot of the time, and I've got invasive weeds coming up as well in the primrose bar, or the crocus bar, and they're a bit of a swine. The phase three gorilla allotment at Black Horse Lane, it's ever changing. Yeah.
And if you want to join the Addiscombe Railway Park volunteers, you can head down the steps by Black Horse Lane tram stop from 2 p.m. tomorrow, the 12th of April, if you are listening live, or if you are on the podcast and you fancy cutting back some brambles or tending to some trees and plants and generally getting dirt under your fingernails, you can help every second Sunday of the month. Look for Jonathan's gorilla allotment as a meeting point